What was that? You came in on the tail end of the
sigh.
It was a
Hey, good people.
Hey, Truthy Toe family. Hello, hey. Tasneem.
Hello, Andrea.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Good to see you. Good to be good with you.
Good to be seen. You know what y'all say? Good to be seen.
And not viewed.
Oh, gosh. You always have to come with some colloquial. I mean, what is, I've said this a million times, that there's an old sharecropper that lives on the inside of you.
It's very true. I'm rocking back and forth in this chair right now.
Miss Sophia.
Yes. I wish I had some peas to shell just to keep my mind right.
Stop it right now. Hey, Truth Be Told family. We are so excited to jump into this episode. It's, as always, my most favorite times is when I could catch Tasneem off guard. And I, right before, as she says, because she's always so collective and together. And she's a wordsmith. She's a thinker. She is a strategist. And she's always collecting thoughts. And she, at one point in our career, she would say, I'm a collector of questions.
That's true. I'm a question collector, no doubt.
No doubt. Like the bone collector? You're the question collector.
Well, somewhat like that.
I mean, it's a great movie. Did you see the bone? Okay, let's be clear. Have you seen the movie?
No, I just read
Do you know who star? Oh, you read
Denzel.
Oh, Denzel. Denzel.
Was that with Sandra Bullock?
It's Denzel. Who cares who else is in the movie?
Charlize Theron?
Stop it. Because it doesn't matter. I mean, if it wasn't a Spike Lee production, the only character I'm going to remember is Denzel. Let's be clear.
Yes, he was.
So, word collector, Tasneem.
Yes. Love it.
For most of you, what you don't know is that when Tasneem and I are in the studio, and we've been doing this, our first episode launched in September of 2020. September 23rd is when we aired our first episode.
Wow.
And it was introducing you to our host, us, and who we are. And prior to that, you know, this baby that we call Truth Be Told, we birthed it before that we thought about it. But what you all don't know is that how Tasneem will be in a flow, and she will come up with she's always the one that's responsible for not only the titles or the captions and the blurbs that you all read to be inspired to how to tune in. But before we launched, we were going through some things. We were faced with, you know, the world was being closing, shutting down.
True.
We were trying to pivot at work. But we were on our own personal journeys in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
2019 and 2020, you and I were on a journey. And so we launched this podcast, and we are now in season 5. And so we've had amazing episodes and amazing rides. So I want to take us back.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to take us back, and you have no idea what we're going to talk about, but I'm going to take us back. And so I want to know, I want our listeners and our Truth Be Told family, and let us pause again and say thank you for those of you who have tuned in throughout the years and shared this journey with us.
Absolutely.
We are grateful. We really are. We're grateful for all of you. Those who showed up at our soiree.
Yeah.
Those who wanted to be there. Those who've just supported us along the years.
Yeah.
And those people who still text us and want to be inspired and like, what's next? We say thank you.
We do say thank you over and over again.
And so you've asked us what's going on in your minds when you're coming up with these topics. And I want to just do this episode based on us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to look back based on where we were. And so when we launched our first episode in September of 2020, we know where we were personally.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those episodes, we started off, our very first episode was 1001 Things That We Love About Blackness.
Hey.
Still one of my most favorite episodes, right?
Yeah.
I remember listening to the story of your mom and dad, your father driving in the car, the nod. I remember talking about Uncle Darryl and my grandfather. I remember all of the stories that we talked about blackness and that we love, right?
Yeah.
We talk about shared culture and that connectedness. But we also, in that season, we talked about, we said that we were shifting ourselves personally. We also pushed the envelope, not only with our listeners, but also with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about WAP, and we talked about pleasure. Mm. Because for the first time, I think, in our adult lives, we were questioning. I know, I wish everybody could see your face, because she's like, where are you going with this? We talked about pleasure, part 1 and 2. What does it mean to be a savage and WAP, and who gets to define what it means, right? So we were there. So I want you to think back to season 1, and let's talk about where we were. Tasneem, where we were, the women behind those episodes, what was going on in our life in season 1? And if you had to like give season 1 a title, of like where we were, not the titles of these episodes, but 2020, where were we, Tazza? It was a season of what?
It was a season of go out and get it.
I'm sorry. Go out and get it?
No, go out and get it.
I said go out and get it. We were reclaiming some things. How are we going to go out and get it? Talk to me, Tazza.
I think, you know, wow, you hit me with the word pleasure. This is really great because I hadn't thought about this in a while. I think at that time, I believed that pleasure was something I needed to go out and get. I needed to attract it, maybe manifest it.
And find it.
And find it.
Right.
Yeah, it was something I had to seek. That was 4 years ago.
And what do you believe now to be true?
Sit down and wait.
That it's going to come to you?
Mm-hmm.
You no longer believe that you should seek out those things that are pleasurable?
I don't think I have to.
Ooh. What in the world has shifted in Taoist life in the past 4 years that we went from looking, go out and
I'm
getting it.
I'm talking under stones we were looking. Behind curtains.
I mean, like Player from the Himalayas, yes. Hands over eyes.
Pull back the bed sheets.
The bed sheets.
The back of the freezer.
The duvet cover.
Yes, everywhere.
Is it under that rock?
Yes.
Is Could it be this, there?
Anywhere.
Is it hither?
Is it in
there?
This lotion?
Yeah. Where might one find
pleasure? And now I think
this is so crazy.
There's a fabulous elder who used to speak to both of us, Andrea, and you remember he would always reference the fullness of time.
Yes.
And I have to say, in the fullness of time,
yes,
there's a feeling of seeking that has to do with a disbelief in its abundance. I have to find this thing in all those places because I'm not quite sure that it exists. Right. So when I find it, I actually need to stockpile it. And I need to, like, research it and keep doing it. I have to keep looking for it. And so it can create this beautiful feeling of anticipation because all these experiences are new and you're conjuring them up. But I think, too, in the fullness of time, there is something to the wait. I think I texted you the other day and told you that my feeling about that day in particular was just give it time.
Just give it time.
Just give it time. And so now...
You taught me a long time ago, just go to sleep. And see how you feel the next mm-hmm. day. I mean, because you know, I'm on a 10. I go from 0 to 100.
Ugh, like I'm nothing. Still taking that medicine.
And you're like, just take a nap or go to sleep. And you would say, don't decide now. Let's see how you feel with a good night's rest.
There was a feeling of urgency.
Always urgent.
And the twin of urgency is panic. Hey, and so I'm not there anymore. I'm not going to say that feeling, the high regard for pleasure has gone away. I hope that never disappears. Mm-hmm. And I do believe it's nice to feel good. It's good to feel good.
I think so.
But I also believe that I don't need to break something in me to find it. That I can, and it's on its way.
Right.
It is absolutely on its way at all
times.
So
there's still the anticipation of it. I think
it's a bubbling anticipation.
Yeah, and it's not a panic. And one of the episodes that we did in season one was about survival.
Yeah.
And yes, it referred to like survival in the pandemic, but we also talked about other things. Mm-hmm. We talked about other issues of how we were trying to survive. Mm-hmm. And I think from that survivor mode, we go into this panic because we feel scarcity. We feel like if we don't find this pleasure, if we don't do these things, if I don't hurry up and get it.
Yeah.
Because as you said, go out and get it.
Yeah.
Did I say it correctly?
Go out and get it.
Not going to get that. Yeah. But a season of like, go out and get it.
Go out and get that pleasure. And you know, too, I mean, if we may, politically speaking.
Yes.
Sometimes there's this feeling that we are in very meager times. And there's a feeling of fear, too. And yet, twinned by anticipation, right?
Yes.
And yet, we know there's a process happening that will deliver us to a reality.
Yes.
That will give us either more pleasure or regret. We're not sure. The only thing we can do right now is campaign and wait.
And go out and get it. You say go out and get it. All right, so season one was about going out and getting it. I love that. And I'm glad you remembered. I hoped you remembered the pleasure. That if you go back, fam, and listen to season one, re-listen to it, and you'll hear us talk. You'll hear, I hope our Truth Be Told family pays attention to our transformation.
That's nice.
It wasn't just about the episodes. It really was a personal transformation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what our podcast has been about.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
I agree.
But I'm going to at least stick with that.
It's been about change.
It's been about, speaking of change, season two. Uh-huh. We kicked off season two in 2021. Uh-huh. The first episode in 2021 that we did, that we launched, was that fall. And it was called Tell the Whole Truth. It's like We get so tired of people exaggerating and storytelling, and why do we do these things? But then we also, we spend a lot of time in season two about speaking about boundaries and drawing the line and people standing by us. And, and we even brought the guys in for part two, part one and two, or your boys at. But we were talking about boundaries. We were talking about all types of things to get us. Where were we in season two? What would you give a title for that wordsmith one?
You know, one of the things I think about with season two is it was almost as though we needed certain things to be, it was like the year of citation, right? Like, who says? Who says? It's like, well, we have this panel of, of black men and different kinds of men and come from.
But who says? Were quoting. We were coming into the studio with books. Do you remember we had
a black woman?
You
that was
just black woman. We were talking about, you know, we were talking about people wearing Bantu knots, and we were citing those sources. We were talking about Rachel Dolezal. I won't say her name. You're right. Yes. So citing. Go on.
Yeah,
say
it was. More. It was a year of citation. I think.
A year of citation.
We were looking to figure out who was saying the thing. And then we had beautiful conversations about the thing that they had said.
Right. Were we seeking, like, authority? Were we seeking, were we trying to give voice to?
That's the word that just popped in my mind, voices.
Okay.
We're looking at voices. Yeah. And the importance of voices gaining the volume that they may or may not have had. I think even recognizing the platform of podcasting, you know, to be able to say, hey, we read this book by Tarana Burke.
Yes.
You know, hey, we had this conversation with this person.
Yes.
Let me quote, Lord, I think that might have been the season where we heard more Zora Neale Hurston quotes than Maya Angelou quotes.
And you had all the Maya voice.
Oh, my goodness.
All the Mayas. You did Maya over. Can you do it now for us? Take us back.
What was that line she keeps? Probably the one we were quoting, you know, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. The first time.
Yes. Season two was about giving voice.
Yeah, we were giving voice. I love it. I think it was about voice.
And interesting you say that, because that, again, family, this is about our personal transformation. Mm. So this is also, we were transforming into other things were happening to us between 2021 and 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know more, that's another episode, everybody. But 2022, we started talking about who we are. We started
personal.
We got personal. We called things into the space about having the illusion of one. We started telling the truth about if we could go back and what would we say and do differently to our 20 and our 30 and our 40-year-old selves. Mm-hmm. We were honest about these are the things that we love. This is my recipe for love and how I want to be loved, which is one of my favorite episodes. The love recipe is probably one of my favorite episodes. I say that about all of them. I don't know. Some of them are not my fave. And we all know which ones those are.
Mm-hmm.
But we also kept it real. Like we were talking about keeping it real. Season three, Tasneem, where were we? If you could give us some words for that, where were we?
It did
we?
Seem like we were emerging from a place of, like, receiving to a place of expecting. And so, like, we're going out and seeking all this pleasure and hoping to take it in. And then, you know, if you get to say to someone, here's my love recipe.
That's it.
Then, like, you're somewhat expectant that they can actually create the dish that feels
expectancy.
Like a expectancy.
I do believe you're right.
Yeah, and I think that was part of, that was healing some broken bits in us.
I think we did a lot of healing in season three. So fam, go back and listen to season three, and we were healing. We talked about keeping it real, and then we ended that season with talking about Hot Body Summer.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of personal, we carry around these baggage and this drama and of what we should be and who we are to be. And we started evolving a lot.
Yeah.
Like in the physical sense.
Yeah.
Like looking different, being different.
Accepting.
Accepting.
Yes.
And expecting.
Yes.
That's what it was.
That's it. Expecting and accepting. Because the point wasn't to have a hot body summer by decreasing your body.
No. Well,
it was about accepting all that the body is and letting the sun kiss it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and now, not even waiting until this looks different or that looks different. This is the one you got right now today, friends.
Today.
So let's get some heat on it.
Then we went to season four. Yet again, another transformation. But what was evident to me, I went back and I looked at all the episodes of where we were and the titles. The one thing that kept coming back, which is in every episode, is the fact that we continue to address the issue of what it means to disappear. And always trying to find our own voices. And I think that is something symbolic about us and our own work that we must do. We had disappearing acts. We had submission, that dirty word. We started out season four with, like, are we still trying to be good? like we started questioning ourselves as if we were pivoting and should we do this? We went through the seasons of expectancy and acceptance, and now should we do this because or not? Mm-hmm. Tell me, yeah. season four. We talked about disappearing acts and submission and all the things, and we were like, no, yeah. Does this still serve us? We kept asking that question. Do this thing still serve me?
Do you think after the other seasons focused on sort of imagining pleasure and imagining voice and making sure that we're giving space and airtime to other people's voices, we had a deep question in us that we needed to insist upon our own emergence?
Oh.
Like not just, you know, this is what a person said or this is what they were hungry for, maybe even addressing our hunger, but making sure that we were whole human beings and that only one part of us wasn't going to be the thing that we put out there first or or allowed for the most vibrancy, but that we wanted to come out of the shadows and be seen as holistic humans.
Out of the shadows. Not only out of the shadows to be seen as holistic, but out of the shadows of what we were formerly known as. When we started this podcast, we were, our marriage statuses were different, job titles, organizations, people that we were.
Yeah.
And we were coming out of those shadows too. And I think We kept going.
You
talked about the chrysalis. We talked about the butterfly.
Yeah.
And we kept going. And now, where are we now? So that's where I want us to end this chat today. We are looking back.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope our Troopito family looks back and listen to some of those old episodes and tell us their favorite. But where are we now?
Of the things, even just listening to what feels like somewhat of a circle, which is certainly part of our tradition as people of color, is that we tell these stories and see them as circular and not linear, is that we will, I think, circle back to that which we left behind. Mm-hmm. We will. I think we're looking back and we're looking forward, going through the same thing about wondering. We're always going to be curious about pleasure. I don't think we'll ever stop.
Let's not.
We're always going to be picking up books and trying to figure out what someone told us and said and the questions that they have for us to ponder.
I hope we always bring other voices with us.
We always bring other voices with us. I think we're always going to be insistent that those voices have power and so do ours. And I want us to always be expectant. But I'm also thinking that in our healing, Andrea, that sometimes we will forget.
We do.
And we'll remind each other hey, we've been here. We know this place.
That's where we have been, at least in the past, this past couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
We've
remembering.
We're remembering.
Remembering. And so finding new places. And even when we find new places, we find ourselves stepping the same way. Where's the pleasure in that? Is that really you? Have you disappeared? Where's your voice?
I ask myself that all the time. Am I disappearing? Am I disappearing? Mm-hmm. Am I doing, Zora, what are you doing? Am I disappearing?
Yeah.
Right?
This is the practice.
This is the practice.
Yeah,
so then
the practice.
We are asked often, then what's next for us? What does a new season look like?
Oh, but I know. I'm just going to give it time. I'm going to wait.
In the fullness of time.
In the fullness of time, I know this.
In the fullness of time, then we'll go get it.
Gonna get it.
Stop it.
There's effort and then there's expectancy. And those two things seem to marry. But I do know we have a belief that these changes are for us and they're for our good. Versus feeling like the changes are destructive, which is where I know that was a season we went through, like, whoa, what's left of us after this change?
We were scraping up, scraping the bits and the pieces of what was left of us and trying to hold that together to be all that we could be for family, for children, for jobs, for each other.
Yeah.
Right? And so now I really, something you said that I don't know. You said, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll
know it.
Give it time.
I give it time. And I think there's some beauty in not just the fullness of time, but beauty in saying it's okay if it's not defined right now.
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So that it's the possibility of the thing. So maybe the next season for us, whether we are doing this iteration of being in conversation, is the possibility of some things. Could it be?
It definitely is. I can claim something I'm hoping is possible for me, which is harmony. I'd like to harmonize some of my internal thoughts with my external realities.
I love that.
I like those things to kind of hang out together and make friends.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it out there in the universe. So, I was a bit, Mercury's in retrograde. Okay, that's my answer.
Retro.
I've been acting crazy and I'm like, it's Mercury's in retrograde.
Yes, yes.
So, but I do want to put this in the universe. So if you are drawing and seeking harmony for the next season, of Tasneem. For me, it is I need to be rooted more. And sometimes, and that rootedness, right, and being rooted, there's grounded. You know, I need to be grounded. But in order for me to be grounded, I am having to, I'm coming to the realization that I've got to uproot.
Yeah.
And that uprooting for me, it could be me leaving this city, leaving this. I don't know what it is, but I know that I need to be grounded. Like, you need harmony. I have got to be grounded. And what I'm grounded in will be new roots. And I don't know what that looks like yet.
I love that. But that's the season of Andrea, rootedness.
Because it's the possibility of I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. This has been a journey.
Yeah,
a great journey.
Yeah,
wouldn't walk it with nobody else.
No. Do we want our listeners to? You always give us a charge. I love that you give us a charge. Besides them taking a look back,
what's the possibility that they're waiting now?
I love it.
And that waiting means we're gonna wait on it.
Right.
We don't have to wrestle it to the ground. It's on its way to us. But what are we? What's the possibility that we're expecting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Me too.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Andre. It's been a fun ride. Let's keep going.
See you next time.
See you next time. And until then, this is Truth Be Told.
Love it.
All right. We are almost out. But we are certainly Truth Be Told, and we want you to remember who we are and tell other people. We'd like you to like, share, follow, and subscribe. Truth Be Told, and that's going to be at Truth Be Told Pod, P-O-D at the back. At Truth Be Told Pod, let people know what you're listening to. Let us know what you like that you're listening to. Let us know what you don't like. And then we'll see you next time. And remember, this is Truth Be Told.